I have plenty of beer, so I'm solid.
This ought to be interesting. The Sci-Fi Film School is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2013, and time once again for another Galactic Netcast. This is the Sci-Fi Film School! Yay!
Woo!
It is past my bedtime.
Debbie Downer.
The youngest old man in the world, Matt Stein, ladies and gentlemen.
You missed me.
Hey, it's been 10 months. Isn't it weird? It's been 10 months since our last episode.
It's been too long, Dave. It's been too long.
But we got the band back together. The band is back together.
I don't even know what to say to that right now.
Okay, let's do our interjections real quick. This is the Sci-Fi Film School number 31 from Waterloo, Iowa. You know what's funny? I'm in an entirely different city and state since the last time we podcasted, Matt.
Yeah, you are.
And I've been here for 10, or no, hang on. For about 8 months, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to say that.
No, I didn't really realize that you've been down there that long. Yeah. Or that, you know, I'm in the same spot. You know, still have water in my basement.
nothing changes with Matt.
Yeah, right, right.
All right.
At least he's consistent.
All right, from Waterloo, Iowa, I'm Dave Nelson. Joining me, Mr. Matt Stein from Appleton, Wisconsin, right? Appleton?
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, Appleton.
And Anessa, who lives in Denton, Texas, but she is on holiday in Wisconsin.
This is America. You go on vacation in America.
No, it's America.
America.
When my Canadian girlfriend was here visiting me last week, that was the whole joke the whole time. I was like, you're in America. This is how we do things in America.
She just look at you and go, what are you talking about, eh?
She's really cute. Her Canadianness is so cute. It's adorable.
I bet it is, eh?
Eh. I say eh all the time now, too, so it's ridiculous.
She bring you some LeBlanc Blue and you watched hockey together?
Okay.
Drink maple syrup?
Okay, let's bring out all the stereotypes. Come on. Let's hear them all. Tukes, back bacon, anymore?
I don't know. I've never even heard of those two.
Wayne Gretzky?
Oh, yeah. He's a staple of Canadian society.
You know, his daughter is like a hottie. She's like, she's exposing herself all over Twitter now.
Let me Google this.
Okay. Well, why?
Exposing herself
free to talk.
All over Twitter. She like boobs.
Wayne Gretzky. Am I going to get on a list for this?
Yeah.
She 18?
All right, so while Matt does that, let me review exactly what this podcast is all about. This is the show where we discuss a particular sci-fi movie that we all watched, review it for you, the listener, and then Matt and Anessa take a quiz at the end to see how much they learned, and usually Matt loses.
I bet
Days
you that
can
won't
change. It's been like 10 months, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing that's changed in 10 months is I've gotten grumpier, tired, more tired. That's probably about it.
Okay.
I haven't really noticed a difference in your grumpiness.
No, you're about the same.
Thanks, team. Although I have this nice job where I don't hate waking up every morning, so I got that going for me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Still work, though.
Yeah. Better than nothing.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys ready to start? Let's talk about the movie. The movie this week, and it was Anessa's pick, was Iron Sky. So, Anessa, I know I didn't tell you to do this. I didn't prepare you for this, but do you want to kind of read that paragraph and tell us what this movie's about?
Yes. Iron Sky is a 2012 Finnish, German, Australian produced film that tells the story of Nazi Germans who, after being defeated in 1945, fled to the moon, where they built a space fleet to return years later to conquer Earth. Iron Sky was theatrically released throughout Europe in April 2012. and it was shown on select screens in the U.S. as well.
Didn't you see it in the theater, Anessa?
Iron Sky, no, I did not. I actually caught it on Netflix.
Okay, all right.
Where do you find these gems?
Through the joys of the internet.
I guess.
Well, we were talking about this on...
Yeah, we actually talked about it on Alien.
Or was it Time Traveling Robots in Space?
No, I guess it was Time Traveling Robots
yeah.
in Space.
Yeah. So we knew about it from that.
Yep.
I guess.
So before... Okay, I'll do the stats, and then I'm going to ask you guys what you thought of it before we actually get into it. So it's rated R for language and some violence. It runs 93 minutes. It was filmed on location in the U.S., Australia, Germany, and Finland. The movie had a budget of about $9 million and just broke about even at the box office. Last year, it was announced that there are plans for a prequel and a sequel to Iron Sky.
Oh, wow.
So that guarantees at least two more Sci-Fi Film School podcasts.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll do it another year.
Another year.
When the next one comes out. We'll just rename it the Iron Sky Movie Sound Podcast. All right, so I'm going to ask you guys on a scale of... What kind of scale do you guys want to use for rating this movie?
One to step down a Lego? Does that hold any weight here?
No, what does that mean? Is that a reference to something?
It's basically like stepping on a Lego is really painful.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, incredibly painful.
Have you never stepped on a Lego,
Yes, I have. It hurts. Yes, you're right.
So, that would be, like, the worst, is that you stepped on a Lego.
We could do a traditional 1 through 10, because that's pretty basic.
Okay. Without giving too many details, without explaining yourself too much, you can tell a little bit why you gave the rating. Anessa, what do you give this movie?
10 being the best?
Yes.
I'm just making
No,
sure.
10's the worst.
Fair enough.
Come on.
Fair enough.
What kind of world do you live in?
Oh, not one I should talk about on air. I would probably give it 6 stars.
Okay, that's fair. That's about average.
It's not like the greatest movie ever, but it's entertaining.
And didn't it surprise you a little bit? Like, you thought it was going to be a lot worse than it was?
Yeah, I was actually expecting something more along the lines of Nazis at the Center of the Earth.
Oh, that was terrible.
But it was way better than that.
Wow.
So I could have chosen that, Matt.
But hey, this one didn't have Jake Busey and his huge teeth.
That's true. And for that, I'm actually kind of glad.
Did you know that that Klaus character, the guy that played Klaus, is like 6 feet 7 inches tall? He's like huge.
I didn't think it was that tall, but
yeah, I didn't think about it, but I guess, I mean,
all right,
why not?
All right, Matt, what's your rating? What do you give it?
I'll say 6.
Okay.
Because America. Yeah. It was not as bad as I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be steamy pile of crap, and then I read the Netflix description and realized that it was not meant to be taken seriously, and then I felt a whole lot better about having to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I had mentioned to you before we started, like, it started out, it had some funny points, and then it kind of got weird, and then it got kind of sad, and then it was over.
Yeah,
it was a roller coaster of emotions
and cleavage.
Lots of cleavage. And small penis jokes towards the end.
There was a lot of like really cool inside-y jokes in this movie. And I'm guessing that if you do a Google search, you can find a list of like little inside like homages?
Yeah, homages.
Yeah, to other...
Yeah, like I saw one to Downfall.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That guy that played Klaus was in Downfall.
Was he?
He was
I
in,
don't remember him in Downfall.
He was in Downfall, and he was in Schindler's List, actually, too.
Who was he in Downfall?
I don't know.
Have you seen Downfall?
I've only seen the meme.
Oh, well, I've seen the whole thing. It's okay. A really good movie and really disturbing. I recommend it.
Okay.
I've never even heard of it.
It's basically yep. about...
Have you seen the meme where Hitler's in an office and there's a whole bunch of people there and he asks people to leave and then he starts yelling and people put basically subtitles of different things that Hitler's yelling about?
Yes, I
That's
have.
The movie that it's from.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called Downfall. It's on Netflix. It's where I saw it. So if you don't mind the subtitles, it's a pretty good movie. It's just...
Oh, people I don't have 156 minutes to watch it, though.
Oh, you can do it in little bits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can also just do my homework, too.
You could.
Time well spent.
That.
Yeah.
All right, so let's continue here. Before we launch into what we learned, we would love to hear your feedback. If you've seen this movie, well, let us know what you thought. Leave us a voicemail at our voicemail number, which is 805-328-3966. You can actually use that number to text us as well, 805-328-3966. You can leave us an email as well, galacticnetcasts@gmail.com. So you guys ready for clips? You guys ready to see what we learned here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, Chef.
All right, Matt, you're up first. What did you learn?
We learned a little bit about the Nazis on the moon from some kids in an English class.
Where are we from?
Siegfried.
The Earth.
And when did we leave?
Brunhilde.
1945.
And where did we go?
The dark side of the moon.
Brilliant.
How was sending those two astronauts?
Oh, hang on.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was the second clip. It's supposed to stop. It's not stopping.
That's what happens when you make a playlist on Media Player.
I know. Okay, turn repeat. Okay, hang on. How do you make it so it stops every time?
Push stop at the end.
Okay, I'll just say
that's
so.
That's my suggestion.
That is the easiest way. Okay,
seems effective.
Yeah, right.
So I loved in this movie how it was always a big deal whenever they revealed where they were from. You know. Like this was the first big reveal, obviously, but then there was a couple other moments in the film where it was like Nazis from the dark side of the moon, dun dun dum.
Well, and I think that was like part of the shtick of the whole movie was like everything was ridiculous, like their base was a big swastika.
Yeah.
Was it necessary for that? No.
And the spaceship was like all like these big gears. Everything was big,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it was like the big gear thing going on.
Yeah, I like the comparison between like our technology, like what was his name? Jefferson? The astronaut.
Oh, Washington.
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 Yeah. Comparing his little cell phone to that big computer.
Yeah. My favorite part was when I don't want to ruin anything. Maybe I should wait for that.
No, continue. Continue.
Well, I want to make sure that it's not coming up later. But when they, when the doctor figures out a way to connect the telephone computer.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, I made this, and it's a USB.
Universal systematic binding cable.
Yeah.
USB.
I look at my wife and I'm like, that's not what that means. And she goes, really? What does it really mean? And then I told her, and she goes, same thing. I'm like, whatever.
Well, most people don't know what serial or bus means, so.
Well, you know.
You could really put
it's
any.
Very true.
You could really put any words in there, and people would believe it.
Yep.
Because what kind of
words?
Universal
sandwich baker.
Board.
Board?
Bacon.
Sandwich board. There you go. Bacon.
Ooh, bacon.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Love bacon. All right. All right, Anessa, what did you learn?
I learned from the president and her aide why the U.S. sent astronauts back to the moon.
How was sending those two astronauts to the moon supposed to get me reelected? Exactly.
We haven't been to the moon for 50 years. One of them was black. Thought it would look good.
Look good how?
Like I said, one of them was black. Just think of the opportunity we wasted years ago with that errand boy. Powell? Alan Powell?
Colin Powell.
I was close.
He was supposed to be Rumsfeld, right? That character? He's supposed to be a Rumsfeld kind of guy?
I think so. That's what I got out of it.
I love how they made the president like Sarah Palin, though.
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally like Sarah Palin.
Yes. Yes.
The Maverick.
Wow.
She, you know what? I'd like to. I don't want her to be elected to anything, but life is so much more interesting when she's in the news, you know?
Don't get me started.
I'm actually glad she's not in the news anymore.
Okay. All right. All right. You guys are correct. Cooler heads have prevailed. Yeah. Okay. So, me. Hey, it's my turn. We learned a little bit more about the astronaut James Washington through his interrogations by the Nazis.
What is this apparatus?
Look, man, how would I know? Just a model.
A model what? Citizen?
No, man, a model. Damn, what's wrong with you two? You blind or something? I'm pretty.
Are you part of the shock troops before the invasion?
Invasion? Man, y'all must be tripping.
What is your mission?
Look, dude, look, I just filed a paycheck, you know what I'm saying?
What is this device?
Oh, that's my kick-ass cell phone and the computer.
That is not a computer.
This is a computer.
No, man. DOS, ancient history, homie.
I'm Commander Klaus Adloff.
There's two things that are funny about that scene. Is that's when he goes, that's my kick-ass cell phone. And then that whole computer thing, the big, the monstrosity of their computer.
I feel like a lot of the jokes can be better appreciated if you are into technology and know the history of it.
Yeah.
You have to have like a decent knowledge of technology and actual World War II history for a lot of these jokes to make sense. Because the fact that that's the size that computers were at the end of World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really about the only thing that I can correlate to that.
Sense. No. You're totally true. They were like rooms, like
no, and that's true. But I was trying to think of other things you could make the same connection to in the movie. And besides the size of the computer and the fact that Nazis wouldn't know what a USB is, there isn't a whole lot of like technology. But there's a whole lot of overall history that they don't know about that they encounter, which just kind of adds to the comedy of the movie.
And everything just gets small, you know? Like,
right.
You look at their spaceships, and they're just these monstrosities of, like, mechanical gears and, like, pistons and stuff. And now something like that would be super small because we have microcircuitry, you know?
Although the USS George W. Bush was pretty big.
Yeah, it was. God. I can't wait to talk about those ships. The ships that... Just did that surprise you that there was this like fleet of ships from every country had their own little ship, you know? That was
right.
Funny.
Yeah.
It just added to the ridiculousness of the entire movie. In a good way.
Yeah. No. It was a great farce.
You cannot make a movie about Nazis inhabiting the dark side of the moon and take it seriously.
No.
It's just not possible.
No. It's like snakes on a plane, you know?
Trying to tell me that Snakes on a Plane wasn't serious?
I've actually never seen it.
You probably should. It's...
Really? Do I really need to see it?
No, but you should see it.
Okay, maybe someday.
Your life will not suck less if you don't see it.
Okay. I won't feel like I lost 2 hours of my life.
I will not make that promise.
Okay.
Very good
it's
chance
be
you will.
Than open water.
Just didn't saying. See that one.
Don't.
Okay. I like the dramatic look
like,
up.
Don't
do it.
As far as, I guess if I were to have a scale of movies, open water would be like the bottom of the barrel. So.
Ooh. Yeah. You've probably seen some bad movies.
I have.
All right, let's move on. Matt, you're up next.
We didn't really learn anything. This is just a scene of Klaus introducing himself to the president's campaign manager after kidnapping her once he, Renata, and James Washington landed on Earth.
Okay. A little backstory. Two Germans Yeah. No, three yeah. Germans. Whatever. The two main character Germans took the one astronaut back to Earth, and they were supposed to go find more cell phones, but Klaus had a different idea, so here's the clip. Hang on.
I'm Commander Klaus Adloff, the Fourth Reich. We're based on the moon. I'm told you know the president of these United States of the Americas. You will take us to that president because I have a very special present for him.
Him? Well, he'll love that. He just loves presents.
As soon as my mission is accomplished, the Nazi invasion force will be called in under my directions, and we will end the good times for the bad people.
And just how do you propose to do that?
We'll simply eliminate them.
All right, so there's more to this, right, Matt?
Oh, I lost it now. Oh, and then for some weird reason, the campaign manager has a change of heart and things get weird. Yes, they do.
Here we go.
This is good. This is going to work. You, I need. And you, I want. All right. Let's go meet the president.
So I took out a piece. There was a piece between that first and second clip where Renate, is that how you pronounce her name?
I feel like they said it both ways in the movie. It was Renata and Renate.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
All I remember is that her last name is Richter.
German is so fun to say. The German
language. I love
language.
German.
Yeah. Are you German, Matt?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking because Stein's kind of a... are you Jewish?
The best way I can describe it is that I was probably Jewish heritage sometime before World War II.
Oh.
Because all I know is that my dad's parents were from Germany.
Okay.
Or my dad's dad was from Germany. And, yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, there's a piece between those two clips where Renate was kind of explaining the Nazism. Like, it's this grand... Like, she thought, she was brainwashed to think that Nazism was this grand societal idea.
But isn't that kind of the way it was presented in history to us? Is that that's what they thought it was?
Anessa, do you have an answer to that?
I believe so. Like, I don't think people... Like, everyone realized what was actually going on. They were told one thing when things were happening. One thing, I know we mentioned Downfall. I don't remember if that was before the show.
No, we talked about it on the show.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Or on the show, yeah. But in Downfall, you really see it, whereas, like, people that even just working with Hitler didn't necessarily know what was going on the outside world, like how bad things got.
Yeah,
right.
So post-World War, like after the war, there were some people that were tried for hate crimes, and then there were the younger people that really didn't know what was going on, and they're like, well, you were young, you were in this bunker, you didn't know, so it's okay. So, yeah, there were a lot of people that didn't really know what was going on exactly during the war. So,
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's stay with you, Anessa. What did you learn? What was the next thing you learned?
We learned how the president felt about the Nazi invasion of Earth.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
It's brilliant. I'm a wartime president now. All presidents who start a war in their first term always get reelected. I thought I was going to have to bomb Australia or something. But no. You bring me real... Who are these guys anyway?
Nazis. From the moon.
Real live Nazis. This just keeps getting better and better.
I love it. Every time. Nazis from the moon.
From the moon.
It wouldn't be as ridiculous if they weren't from the moon. Unless they were from underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Or at the center of the earth.
Ugh.
With Robo Hitler.
Oh boy. Now I have to watch this movie.
No, you don't want to. Believe me, you don't.
This is the better of the two.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it and then petition Anessa for my time back.
I cannot give it back. I'm sorry.
You know, I think both movies were supposed to be farces, were supposed to be satirical, but this mm-hmm. this one really pulls it off a lot better than the other one.
Yeah, it really does.
All right.
God,
so
I hope they weren't trying to be serious in the other one.
Yeah. You kind of wonder. You kind of have to wonder. Okay, so we learned that Vivian, the president's former campaign manager and now ship commander, kind of holds a grudge. So here we go.
Hell has no fury, Herr Adler. All right, kiddies. Let's get this show on the road. Vivian, you look great. How's it going up there?
Madam President, I couldn't be better. I am packing dozens of megatons of nuclear warheads, which I am going to carefully place up Klaus's crowd ass just as soon as I get them in my sights.
Carry on. Kick butt.
That's a great scene.
And then come all the small penis jokes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
So the thing that we didn't talk about was Vivian and Klaus's relationship. So you kind of had a sense of it in that one scene after she was kidnapped and Klaus introduced them and told him or told her that they wanted to meet the president. She kind of had a change of heart and kind of saw his appeal, and they had a little thing for a while.
Yeah, for
very
like
briefly.
Seconds.
Yeah. I'm like, They kind of started, and then he was like, oh, yeah, mission. And she was just really bitter about it.
Klaus is all about, like, his goals of domination. And
he wants to be the Führer.
Yeah.
Typical German.
Okay. Sorry, our German listeners. No, there was a lot of time actually went by on Earth. It kind of... because they kind of became modernized, Klaus and Renata.
What was it, like 3 months passed by or something, if I remember correctly?
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. They seemed to acclimate pretty easily, those two.
Wow. I feel like it was some movie magic involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, although, I mean, like, they acclimated well, but Renata was still kind of living in her own little world.
Yeah, especially when she tried to talk to the skinheads.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
And that was like 3 months later.
Yeah.
Typical woman.
Talking to skinheads. Every time.
My goal is to offend everyone.
You're well on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I apologize to all the skinhead listeners of this podcast.
Skinheads, women, Germans. Who's next?
Well, you're offending the right people. The wrong people? The right people?
Well, I feel like skinheads are rightful to offend.
Yeah.
We should just move on.
But they wear really heavy big boots, so I'm afraid.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Matt, you've got the final clip.
We learn about the importance of helium-3.
What's helium-3?
Helium. Did you say helium-3?
Yeah, there's like 15 to 20 giant towers that appear to be full of the stuff.
That's ours.
It is? Why?
Helium-3 would make the U.S. independent of all energy needs for the next 1,000 years.
Oh. Yes, it's ours. No. Hear me out. The moon is American soil. Moon flag, stars and stripes. Who beat the moon Nazis? We did.
There was a scene, I don't know how close it was to that scene right there, but it was at the UN when something was revealed. Maybe the Nazis were first revealed or something like that. And North Korea was like, yep, that's us.
Yep.
Typical North Koreans.
Yeah. And they were like not taking them seriously. It's like...
it's true. Yeah. And it proves true like now. Like, who takes North Korea seriously?
That's true.
North Korea.
I was like, maybe, did I offend someone there? But
I was like, North Korea? I was thinking about it.
The South Koreans might take them a little bit seriously.
From my understanding from friends that have taught English over there, when the U.S. media would make big deals about North Korea testing rockets and whatnot, it was just business as usual. No one really seemed to notice or care.
Oh.
So unless the locals actually showed concern, then there wasn't really any need to worry.
They're too busy playing StarCraft.
Probably. Until they died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's the clips. And we've got the quiz coming up. You guys ready? You guys feel confident?
No.
No.
Matt was quick.
I mean, yes.
Oh, okay. You just watched it, too, so you may do pretty well. I mean, you just watched it.
I know. I was cutting it pretty close there, but...
Yeah, a little behind the scenes. Matt had internet issues earlier. This podcast was in doubt for a while.
For about 20 minutes. Yeah. And I just started unplugging things. And my wife's like, how'd you fix it? And I'm like, I don't really know. It works still, and that's all that I care about.
Well, there goes the old adage. Yeah, turn it off and turn it back on again. Works.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's true. I want to change our voicemail at work. Someone calls to submit an issue. It just starts out with, thanks for calling IT. Did you turn it off and turn it back on?
Actually, taking
if so, press awesome. 1 to leave a message.
You should actually take the audio from the IT crowd.
Yep.
No one would get it, though, and it wouldn't be worth it. But
yeah.
You might get at least one person.
Yeah. I'll present it to management and see how long I keep my job for.
Be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, right.
All right. Before we move on, we have a sponsor of the show. It's Audible.com. Sci-Fi Film School brought to you by Audible.com. If you're into audiobooks, they are awesome. And for you Galactic Netcast listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. And to coincide with this podcast, may we suggest Rocket Ship Galileo. Galileo, thank you. Rocket Ship Galileo by Robert Heinlein. We just had a Robert Heinlein book on our Alien Invasion podcast.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Now, the reason that I picked this is supposedly there are Nazis on the moon on this book. Supposedly. But it doesn't say it in the description. At least this description. So here's what they say about Rocket Ship Galileo. Ross Jenkins, Art Mueller, and Morris Abrams are not your average high school students. While other kids are cruising around in their cars or playing ball, this trio known as the Galileo Club is experimenting with rocket fuels, preparing for their future education at technical colleges. Art's uncle, the nuclear physicist Dr. Donald Caregraves, offers them the opportunity of a lifetime to construct and crew a rocket that will take them to the moon. Caregraves believes their combined ingenuity and enthusiasm can actually make this dream come true. But there are those who don't share their dream and will stop at nothing to keep their rocket grounded. And this was written way before we actually went to the moon. This is like back in the 50s, I believe. And like I said before, supposedly there are Nazis on the moon in this story. So check it out if you want for free. Go to audibletrial.com/galacticnetcasts. Again, audibletrial.com/galacticnetcast, and we thank Audible for their support of the Sci-Fi Film School podcast. All right, you guys ready for I was going to say quiz, and I almost said test, and it was going to be a weird variation of both those words.
You could call it a quest.
Quest.
That's
yes!
Pretty cool.
Quest!
We're going on a quest.
Yes. What is it that you seek on your quest? All right. Okay, so this is how the quest is going to work. Is we have a series of questions. We have, 9 questions. And we have 1 quarter, all right? I'm going to flip the coin, and you guys both call it. Whoever wins the coin toss will have their choice of going first or second. And then if you get a question wrong, the other person can steal. But then you still get the next, the person, we go in order of the people. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, yes. We get it.
I'm terrible at explaining things. All right, so I'm going to do the toin costs for the quest.
I've been drinking. then I am able to say words.
All right, so I'm gonna throw it up in the air, and then you guys call it. All right, you guys ready? Okay, here we go.
Tails?
I guess heads, then.
Well, I was going to let you call it, ladies first.
Oh. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll go heads.
Heads. So Anessa wins.
Go figure.
All right, here we go.
Aw.
Well, would you like to go first, young lady?
Yes, I'll go first.
All right.
Good.
Here we go. All right, Anessa. Your question is, what year does Iron Sky take place? What year does Iron Sky take place? And this is not multiple choice.
Like where it starts off?
Yes.
Okay, 2018.
Dang it!
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Anessa gets the quest, gets the point. She gets 1 point. Are we doing a point system? I forget.
Yeah, I think we were doing points before.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put a big W next to it. All right. For Anessa.
For what?
For Anessa.
Woman?
No, win. Win.
Win. Well, or you could just put like little hash marks. One.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
All right.
I don't know.
Should I?
Whatever works.
Should I go with the music again?
Music just gets in the way of our genius.
Really? Genius? You think?
Let me have that moment,
right? All right. All right, so, Matt, your question is, on the opening scene of the president, she was talking to someone using what service?
Oh. It was a Skype knockoff. Skype. Oh.
Yes.
You got it, man. Congratulations.
It was Skype.
Yeah, it was.
I remember the noise. I'm like, hey, that's Skype.
Well, I feel like it was too easy that it looked like Skype to be Skype. And since I couldn't recall seeing it say Skype, that was whatever. I knew it the whole
the
time.
Noise. Yeah, there you go.
The logo was there and it made the noise. Yeah. So it was definitely Skype.
Right on.
All right. So we're tied. One apiece. Congratulations. Good job, guys. All right, question number three. Anessa. Okay, this is multiple choice, by the way. What was the president's campaign re-election slogan on the posters that you saw on the posters and everywhere else? Was it A, back to the moon, yes, she can. B, 4 more years of awesome. Or C, girl power in government.
Can I go with A?
A?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Actually, I'm fairly certain it's a black to the moon.
Oh, that's what I meant to say. I've got it written down as black to the moon, so I meant to say that. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. Okay. I had to do like a triple take because I thought it was really blatantly kind of racist.
It was.
But whatever.
But it was racist in a farcical way, right?
Because it was no, it was definitely
that's what
like
it was
not
meant to be.
Yeah, it was not in a bad way, but it was still it's pretty damn funny.
Black to the moon.
Black to the moon.
Sent a black guy to the moon.
Yeah.
So, well, he's black. yes.
All right,
America.
America. All right, back to the question. And I got a feeling that you guys are going to get this.
Uh-oh.
Matt's turn.
I know, Matt.
Yep.
Makes me nervous when he does that.
Because we already talked about this. So, your question is, what did Dr. Richter call the cable he used to connect James Washington's smartphone to the computer on board the big Nazi spaceship? What is USB short for? A, Universal Serial Bus? Whoa.
I eventually got it right.
Sorry. That damn autoplay. Damn it. Okay, so Universal Serial Bus, A. B, Universal Systematic Binding. Or C, Universal Socket Button.
B.
B? Final answer? Final answer? Yes. All right. Yeah. All right. Let me stop this before it plays the next thing. All right. Okay. So we are doing well, both you guys. I think I made these questions way too easy.
Or I actually paid attention because
maybe
it's the first turd you've made me watch in 10 months.
Yeah, that's true. You're fresh. We'll give it a few.
It's the first turd. I love that.
We'll give it a few episodes. Yeah. We'll wear you down a little bit.
Next time, Nazis at the center of the earth.
Hitler. That would be kind of funny if we did that one next. All right. So question 5 to Anessa. For what reason did the Nazis send Klaus to the Earth? For what reason did the Nazis send Klaus to the Earth? What was the original reason?
For more cell phones.
Whoops, hang on. All right. Yeah, I made these way too easy. Way, way, way too easy. Yeah, you got that right.
You sound disappointed, Dave.
I am a little bit. I want this a little bit close. You guys are tied neck and neck. What the hell? All right. Oh, this might get you. All right, here we go.
Great.
Matt.
Great.
Matt, here we go. What was the first thing the Nazis fired on when the Meteor Blitzkrieg began? What was the first thing the Nazis fired on when the Meteor Blitzkrieg began? When their ships first entered Earth's orbit?
First thing they fired on, or the first thing they hit?
Well, the first thing that you actually see them fire on. Oh, yeah. First thing that they fire on a hit. Yeah, you're right.
The Statue of Liberty.
You sure?
No.
No? You're not sure?
The first thing that I can recall them hitting was the Statue of Liberty, which is what they flew into it, though. The first thing that
they didn't fly into it.
They did fire on it?
No, they didn't fly into it.
That's my answer, but I could have swore they flew through it. I didn't see them fire anything at it.
Anessa, you remember? Anessa?
I'm thinking.
Oh, okay.
I really don't remember if...
I was also eating ice cream at the same time, so, I mean, that got in the way.
Did you get an ice cream headache?
No, I did get gut rot from eating a pint of Ben & Jerry's, though. It's been a while, and shut up.
And now you're drinking beer.
I know, I didn't exercise today, today's my day off, and I'm just, yeah, I'll make up for it tomorrow.
You better, mister.
Do you want me to send you pictures of me lifting weights?
No,
Dad?
Please don't. I don't want to see that. Sweat.
Flex those muscles.
Yeah, that's weird. All right, Anessa, here's your question. What was you're going to get this for sure. What was the name of the...
Give her the trophy.
Well, you're tied up. You guys are both going to win this. Hey, we got uneven amount of questions, so somebody's going to win no matter what. That's kind of unfair, right?
It depends on how hard the last question is.
Okay.
Is this the last question?
You know what? We'll make number 9 tiebreaker, so that'll be for both you guys.
All right.
All right. No, question 7. This is not the last one. Anessa, this is yours.
Okay.
What was the name of the U.S. spaceship the president unveiled during the meeting at the U.N.?
Dang it.
The ISS George W. Bush.
Was it really the ISS? Are you sure?
Or the USS.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was
thinking international.
Totally would have got it wrong.
Or ISS. That was the alternate universe in Star Trek, right? ISS?
Yeah.
Sure.
George W. Bush.
All right. Congratulations, Anessa. This game continues at a tie. All right. Matt, this is your final question.
All right.
Okay. What did Dr. Richter used to try to kill James Washington, the astronaut, when they were fighting towards the end?
A giant wrench.
Are you sure?
Why do you always do this?
I'm trying to help you out. Or make you doubt yourself.
Well, exactly.
Say,
that's
like,
the thing.
He's questioned us whenever we're right. So there's no helping, Dave. There's
no, the only tool / weapon that was around was the giant wrench that James Washington brought in. Oh, horse's ass. What was it? Wait, what? You're toying with my emotions.
No, the answer is a drill. It was a drill, right? It was a huge drill.
Oh, yes!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shibby.
All right, we still got the tiebreaker. I mean, it's not a... It's oh, hang on.
It's so, not a tie. Anessa's reign of terror continues.
Yeah, Anessa won. Congratulations, Anessa. You are the winner!
Just out of curiosity, what was the last question?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. What did Renat Richter use to distract the Nazi soldiers to get them on board, or no, to get them aboard the moon ship?
Like their little anthem.
Yeah, national anthem. Yeah. Congratulations.
I knew that one. I want a recount. Can we recount?
All right, so we're starting all over again with the record. So Anessa starts out strong.
Yeah, I think we should start all over with the record. Cause
okay, I don't remember where we stood.
I'm pretty sure
she won every time.
And that's not true. You won.
I won before she existed.
He won, of course, before I existed. But I don't think he actually won. I think we tied a couple of times.
Okay.
Ugh.
Wow.
That sucks.
I even beat him at UHF. That was crazy.
That's true.
Oh, that's
because
right. I forgot about that.
Because she knew it was a blueberry daiquiri, and I said strawberry daiquiri. And I still can't sleep
at night.
That just
totally threw him off his game, and...
Ruined me.
Shot his confidence.
Matt.
His confidence was shot. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's gonna do it, guys. before we get out of here completely, you can go to our picks page at galacticnetcasts.com and pick up a copy of Iron Sky. And if you do that, you'll be supporting both the Sci-Fi Film School and Galactic Netcasts, all the other shows on the network. So, again, go to galacticnetcast.com and then go to the picks page and purchase your very own copy of Iron Sky. And also, don't forget to subscribe to the show. Go to subscribe.galacticnetcast.com. And we're encouraging people to subscribe to the mega feed because we got some other cool stuff coming up. We got a new show starting next week. And you'll also get episodes of the Alien Invasion. So subscribe to the Mega Feed, please. It's subscribe.galacticnetcasts.com. And that's going to do it for Sci-Fi Film School podcast number 31. It was great back with you guys doing this.
Well, yes. Yes, Chef.
It's about time.
Yeah.
All right.
No, totally. And let's do it in 2 weeks if you guys are cool with that.
I'm cool.
I'll see if I can fit you into my schedule.
How about this for our next movie? The 1975 post-apocalyptic classic Death Race 2000.
You know what? I've actually wanted to watch this.
Oh, wow. Good
Not
call.
In like a, it's going to be a good movie way. In like a, this might be something that I can laugh at way.
Yeah, no, this was Mad Max before Mad Max. This is like cheesy Mad Max, starring David Carradine.
Well, there's like multiple Death Race movies. Sorry, what? I'm on Netflix. There's
new ones. They rebooted it a few years ago. So there's like I think they're up to part 3.
Oh yeah, Okay. I didn't know that Death Race 2000 was a 75 movie. I didn't want to watch this one.
Okay, this is the original. So you may regret...
Never.
Yeah.
I didn't choose this one, by the way.
Yeah,
Dave, I don't regret anything you've ever made me do in the history of podcasting. You like how I just lied to you?
One time.
just lied to your face.
Yeah, you're not very good at lying, Matt.
Yeah, my wife figured that one out already.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Awesome.
We'll talk to you guys next week, in two weeks, sorry.
Bye, Dad.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye.
Leave your hailing frequencies open and scanners on full, because another Galactic Netcast will be approaching your coordinates soon. For more information, go to galacticnetcasts.com.